I want to provide you with a shortcut to achieving liberation that I haven't told anyone else. So you get to hear a new teaching, and everyone else will be very upset. Okay, let's see if I can read the notes I just made about this. Okay, there's only three steps, not seven. We're shortening it, so there won't be any difficulty for anyone here. Okay, so step one, cultivate resonance. Resonance is the key concept here. Because we are always in resonance with something. But in this case, you must be in resonance with the Supreme Real. Now, that may seem abstract to you if you have been loitering in ego consciousness for too long. You won't have much, perhaps, of a memory or of a sense of that. But it's always there. It's always behind the veil of the ego thinking apparatus. The problem is, and if you're new to Sat Yoga, you may not understand our map. There are three reals. Because what is real to the ego is not real to the soul. But what is real to the soul is not real to the absolute God self, right? So there are three different levels of what is real depending on where your consciousness is centered. If you're centered in the ego mind, because it stays in resonance with its own past, with the residues that have become frozen in time, sanskaras, that are basically memory traces of trauma, then you are resonant with trauma. And all that will do is keep the repetition of traumatic feelings, and then the defense that the ego creates to the unbearable feelings of trauma include denial and censorship and repression and somatization, so that your body carries the suffering instead of your mind or your heart. And other defenses that space you out, or that don't allow you to be able to fully function, to cripple your intelligence or your capacity for feeling, and put you basically into a state that is delusional and possibly obsessed with ways of getting temporary enjoyments that become addictions to jouissance, as we say, and temporary enjoyments that actually increase suffering over time. So we don't want to be in resonance with that or with the imaginary defenses against the trauma. And at the ego level, there isn't access to an authentic symbolic understanding of the meaning of what has happened to one. You may think you understand, but it's an imaginarized version of the symbolic capacity because it's based in the delusional thinking of the ego. And so you can't just pull yourself up from your bootstraps or booty straps within the ego. You have to have shifted the locus of consciousness. And if you can muster up a love for God, a sense of devotion and of adoration of God, if you can feel that, if you can't feel the supreme real as the self, then that will take you out of the ego and give you a sense of faith that there is higher meaning and higher reality than what your ego mind and life have presented to you. And that focus will then bring you into resonance, if your heart opens, to the possibility of reuniting your consciousness with that ultimate blissful intelligence that has created and sustains this phenomenal dream that we call the world, that is now a nightmare for most. Then you will be able to, in that resonance, hold the same vibrational frequency. And from that, new meanings and understandings of reality will precipitate into your consciousness and change the paradigm from which you are your life is being determined. So, Mahabhava, which is that devotion, adoration, love of God, leads you to truth, satyam. So let's write a little more here. Once you can hold the resonance with the God Self, the Supreme Real, then your job is to integrate the truth, the new meanings of life that have been given by that resonance into the flow of your becoming, the unfoldment of your life on a practical level, an everyday level, constantly. To be able to live in that state of meaning moreness in which you can see the depth and beauty of the unfoldment of reality rather than focusing on the pain and the torment that you have gone through and that otherwise will tend to repeat if you hold on to the old meanings and proclivities of and beliefs of consciousness. So that satyam will lead to sat, and sat to chit, chit meaning the ultimate intelligence that's the source of the new meaning. And at the same time, meaning has two levels to it. There is conceptual meaning, and there is aesthetic meaning. So you will not only see the purpose and the value and the extraordinary elegance of the complexity that goes into the phenomenal plane unfoldment, but you will appreciate the beauty. And you will resonate with beauty as being part of your own essence, because the ego doesn't think it's beautiful. And if it felt beautiful, those things couldn't have happened. So it assumes that it deserves whatever it got, and therefore holds on to a sense of low self-esteem, even though that may be compensated by a superiority complex as a defense. So once you are able to then change the trajectory of your becoming by integrating this vibrational frequency and the understandings and compassion that it gives you for all of those beings who are suffering or still in the veil of the delusion of the ego, you are able to then become a channel for the energy of that beauty, that light, that love, that conscious intelligence to flow into the world. And then that changes your karma, and it brings about magical results at the level of synchronicities without your having to do anything. Different kinds of events occur that you couldn't have predicted that will have very different effects upon you and upon your whole world.